just some artwork. Think of this is like very two-dimensional, simple, minimalist. The background is, what is it? If you think of Krishna blue, but take away red from it until it becomes slightly, well, above middle gray, a little bit, but slightly gray, green, blue. Like if you take a sky blue, pull it down, make it a little less saturated and a little more greenish. Until it looks not like sky or space anymore, but as an object. Not so much that it becomes like military color. Somewhere in between. Just plain background like that, and then drawn with just as if you would have used an ink pen, maybe with you know, a thin, not very variable tip, with a kind of a brownish sepia, little like what the old Renaissance guys used to draw with, but deeper, richer, so it kind of looks towards that background, and just a very simple, and this is what I saw, like make different variations. Like you think of a mountain, a couple of mountains, ten, 20 kilometers away, and you draw it the simplest way you can, a little, again, like Leonardo or Japanese, but just with one basic line. And then some decorations upside down is how I saw it, but anyway. And then from that, there are like, if you can think of that, there would be flames shooting up from the mountain, but flames going completely straight, and then they're also upside down. Being shaped almost like arrowheads, but bluish, and these are the only shapes that are not just flat, but a little, how to say, lighter blue here and there, so they look a bit more like flames. That's it. I have no idea why I'm saying this, but this was mainly for the aesthetics of it. Interesting color combination. The blue here on the flames is just like plain blue. Not reddish, not greenish. Or just tuned to fit with the background.